Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Hello, this is Pastor Vince, and I want to welcome you to a new class, a new course, Developing a Biblical Worldview. And we're going to begin with chapter 1, lesson number 1 in your book. The objectives are that upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory, identify the creator of the world and all mankind, give two reasons for the difficult stories of creation that exist throughout the world, explain why some people refuse to accept biblical accounts of creation, explain what is meant by a biblical worldview, summarize the creative acts of God during the 7 days of creation, explain man's position and purpose in creation, summarize the story of the fall of man, explain the results of the fall of man, and identify the first biblical reference about God's plan for the world. And then finally, you're going to be able to identify the two worlds in which all men live. Your key verse for this class is going to be found in Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So that's Genesis 1:1. As an introduction, many people have a limited view of the world, and they are concerned about their own village, city, or nation. They do not recognize that the area where they live is only a small part of the great planet, which is called Earth. They do not know about the special plan of God, which includes the entire world, people of all races and cultures and languages. Now, this lesson is going to introduce you to the world in which we live. It starts in the beginning of time to explain the creation of the world and of man who inhabits it. And chapter 2 continues its introduction as it explains how the world was divided into nations and into languages. First off, we're going to deal with some of the myths of creation. In every culture, there are different beliefs about the creation of the world. People have always felt the need to explain how things came to be and from where they came. And people in different nations and cultures have developed their own stories or myths to explain creation. Now, some of the various myths about creation have developed for two reasons. One, because people did not have access to the true facts about creation, or number two, because they chose not to believe the true story of creation when they heard it. Now, in a biblical worldview, God is the creator. So the true story of the creation of the world is recorded in the Bible in Genesis 1:1, and it summarizes the entire first chapter. In Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Now, the God of whom this verse speaks is the one true God, and the Bible is written record of the acts and the words of God. So when we speak of developing a biblical worldview, it means that we base our understanding of the Word on what is revealed by God in His written Word, which is the Bible. Now, some people choose not to believe the facts of creation presented in the Bible because it means that they would then have to acknowledge that there's a God. And if they accept the fact that there is a God, then they must acknowledge His true sovereign rule over them. They must also believe His word and do something about their evil lifestyle. And because people don't want to hear that they have to change their way of life, they choose to deny the biblical account of creation and therefore the existence of God. Some people claim that the biblical account of creation does not agree with the facts discovered by scientists who study the earth. And it's true that the Bible does not agree with the theories of some scientists, but a theory is a personal belief or a guess of how something happened. It is not a proven fact. In every challenge raised by scientists, the facts discovered in their studies have always proven the Bible to be correct in its account of creation. Now, dealing with the creation of the world, in Genesis, we are told that the condition of the world when God performed His creative acts. In Genesis 1:2, it says, "And the earth was without form, and it was void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep." Now, the following verses tell the story of God's creation of the world. In the first day, light and darkness. That's verses 3 to 5. The second day, the firmament, or the heavens, separating the waters. That's verses 6 and 8. And the third day, dry land and vegetation. And that's verses 9 through 13. On the fourth day, it says heavenly bodies. That's the sun, the moon, the stars. That's verses 14 through 19. The fifth day, inhabitants of the waters and the birds. That's verses 20 to 23. And then on the sixth day, land animals and man appear. And that's verses 24 to 25. So the Bible summarizes the creativity of God to reveal that by him all things were created that are in heaven, that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And that's Colossians 1, 16, 17. Now, in dealing with the creation of man, it says that on the sixth day, God created the greatest of all creations. He created the first man in his own image. And we find that in Genesis 1, 26 to 27. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And again, that's Genesis 1, 26, 27. So God created the first man, Adam, from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into him the breath of life. And that's found in Genesis 2, 17. And God created the first woman from Adam, and you can read the story of the creation of Eve in Genesis 2, 18 through 25. So I now want to discuss God's purpose for man. Long ago, kings of the world built images for themselves in provinces of their empire to represent them where they could not personally appear. Man was created in God's image and placed on the earth as his representative. As a representative of God, man was given dominion over the whole world to enforce God's claim to the earth. Man had dominion over all the plants and the animals of the world, and man also had a special responsibility. He was to multiply and fill the earth with other men and women who would reflect the image of God. We find that in Genesis 1:28, and it says, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." So, man is the greatest of all of God's creations. Man was made in the image of God, and he has a living, eternal soul, which animals do not have. He has a spirit and a mind which enables him to learn about and to communicate with God. And the Spirit of God actually came down and walked and talked with man in the beautiful garden in which he lived. And that's found in Genesis 3:8. Now, because of his special position in creation, man was to reflect the God in whose image he was made. He was to communicate with, and he was to praise the God who made him. We found in Isaiah 43:7-21, it says, "Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, and I have formed him. Yea, I have made him, and this people I have formed for myself, that they shall show forth my praise." So Adam and Eve were to reproduce and fill the entire earth with people just like themselves. People who were holy, reflected the image of God, and communicated with and praised their Creator. But something terrible happened to spoil this beautiful plan. So now I'd like to discuss the fall of man. And Genesis chapter 3 contains one of the saddest stories in the Bible, and it records what is to some be called the fall of man. Man was created in God's image, and just as God has freedom of choice, man had a freedom of choice, and he is free to make his own decisions. But in the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve lived, there were many trees. There were also two special trees. One tree was called the Tree of Life. We find that in Genesis 3:22. Now, if Adam and Eve had eaten of the fruit of that tree, they would have lived forever and never died. But there was another tree in the garden, and this tree was called the Tree of Knowledge of Good and Evil. That's found in Genesis 2:17. God forbid Adam and Eve to eat the fruit of this tree. He did not want them to experience evil with all the terrible results, so he warned that eating the fruit of this tree would cause death. But man did not heed God's warning. God had an enemy named Satan, and Satan had once been a beautiful angel of God, but decided he wanted to be as great as God, and Satan led a rebellion of angels in heaven. You can read about this in your Bible in Isaiah 14, 12 through 17. Satan did not want to serve God. Satan came first to the woman, then to the man in the Garden of Eden. He was disguised in the form of a serpent. He tempted them by making false promises, and unfortunately they yielded to the temptation and sinned against God, and they ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The result of this was the fall of man into sin, which changed the whole world. The plants and animals were no longer easy to control. Man had to struggle for dominion over them. Animals turned wild and fierce, and the earth was brought forth weeds and thistles. And terrible changes in the weather came in the form of floods and similar disasters. All the evil in the world today, all the plagues, the suffering, and tragedies are a result of this first fall of man. Sin entered the world, and along with it, suffering. The punishment of death was brought on to man. Just as God had warned, all men will experience physical death until the end of time as we know it. But even worse, man was separated from God by sin. The image of God that was to be reflected in man was spoiled because of sin. Man lost his relationship and therefore his communication with God. However, we have a great promise that even in the darkest moment of human history, God made a great promise. And God said to Satan in Genesis 3:15, "And I will put an enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." This is the first revelation of a special plan of God. It revealed that a battle would rage throughout the centuries between man and Satan, but God would eventually send someone to crush the man's enemy and restore man to a right relationship with God, and that someone was the Lord Jesus Christ. So you're going to learn more about this special plan of God for all mankind as we continue through this study. So I want to discuss the two worlds. In Genesis 3:15, also reveals another important fact, that all men live in two worlds. We live in a natural world, which is made up of the continents and the countries, and the natural world is that which we can see with our physical eyes. We also live in a spiritual world. Now, you cannot see this world with your physical eyes, but it is just as real as the natural world in which you live. All men have a natural body which lives in the natural world. But remember that man was created with an eternal spirit and a soul and a spirit, and your spiritual being or your soul and spirit is part of the spiritual world, just as your natural body is part of the natural world. In Genesis 13:15, it says, "The bruising and the crushing refers to a great battle going on in the spirit world. It is a battle for the heart, the mind, the soul, and the spirit of man. There's no neutral stand in this battle. All men are divided into two opposing sides. Jesus said, 'He that is not with me is against me.'" That's in Luke 11:33. So to develop a biblical worldview, we must understand these basic facts. One, we must realize that all men live not only in the natural world, but also in a spiritual world. Two, the conflict that rages in the spiritual world affects the natural world in which we live, and Satan is at work in the spiritual world, and we can actually see it in the natural world in evil deeds committed by men and nations. And three, there is no neutral ground in the great spiritual battle. We are either for Jesus or against him. If we are for him, we believe all that is taught in God's word, and we act upon this knowledge. If we do not believe in the Word of God and continue to live in our own selfish and sinful ways, we then affect our against Him. So that is it for this lesson. Go ahead and go do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.